WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Safe passage of life-saving humanitarian aid on the way into Gaza from Egypt as a test brokered by the U.S. That, as President Biden is back at the White House from his visit to Israel and planning a nationwide address tonight.
President Biden made it very clear again when he stood next to Prime Minister Netanyahu. He said to Israelis, you know, in your rage, don't be consumed by your rage. That, you know, he felt that America had made mistakes after the 9/11 attacks, that the response needs to be carefully calibrated and proportionate, and that civilian casualties should be avoided. But it's a terribly difficult line to walk, being a solid ally of Israel and trying to reach out to the Arab world.
ABC's Ian Pannell. Israeli airstrikes continue to pound the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south declared as safe zones, while a deadly attack on a hospital in Gaza is being widely blamed on a mistake by Palestinian militants. This is ABC News. Military investigators trying to find clues in the death of a Marine at a huge base in North Carolina.
According to its website, Camp Lejeune contains the highest concentration of Marines and sailors in the world. Last night at about 10:15, a Marine was killed in a barracks on the sprawling installation, and a second Marine was taken into custody. The Pentagon has not identified either of the people involved. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Netflix growing its rolls, adding a better-than-expected 9 million subscribers after it started cracking down on password sharing. It also raised the prices on its plans. The basic plan going from $10 to $12 a month. The premium plan now up to $23. And the new WNBA champ is the old champ.
A resilient conclusion to a remarkable season.
The call on ESPN has the Aces outlast the New York Liberty, their second title in a row. I'm Liz Landers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor, coming your way on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM on WGBW. Also coming your way on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM on WISS in Oshkosh. Beautiful morning out there. 49 degrees in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. What a beautiful Thursday heading towards the weekend. This segment is brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They are family-owned since 2008, commercial and residential restoration. They'll be there in an hour or less if you have an emergency. They'll not only help you with your current sewer backup, sump pump failure, or water damage, they will help prevent future problems such as mold, as well as fire damage. They'll help secure your building or home to prevent more damage. They provide full restoration services from boarding up your windows and doors to rebuilding. They'll first secure your property by boarding up, covering all the openings, tarp the roof structure if needed. They'll then work with your insurance adjuster to start the process of cleaning up and rebuilding your property. Midwest Restoration, they have heart, they understand the circumstances, they go above and beyond, committed to your needs. Water damage, fire damage, any kind of damage you have, I guarantee you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you will not go wrong with Midwest Restoration. You're going to be in a tough spot, and these people, it's like the cavalry coming to the rescue. Give them a call, 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST. Midwest Restoration. They are awesome.
Wow, that was a great ad, and that is all true. Is it right?
Yeah.
That was a great ad. Did you write that? That's a great ad.
No, Todd did.
Okay. That was a great ad, and that's all. You know, what's nice about that ad is it's all true. We know those people. They've been in here. A great company, and a little bit of a segue to what we're going to talk about, because they are very community-minded, very community-focused, and you talk about customer focus, and we'll talk about that. Yeah, just what they do for a family when they have these tragedies that come up. But great.
And the cool thing, we're talking about fundraising. You, of course, community shelter. Here's one thing we proposed for a fundraiser for you guys. Okay?
Okay.
The owner... Because Jim always talks about he was a high school wrestler, 103-pound wrestler at Roncalli.
Nice.
And we're going to have him.
What does that mean, nice? I didn't get that. What?
We're going to have a benefit, a charity benefit, and one of the highlights could be he is going to actually wrestle the owner of Midwest Restoration.
In the singlet?
Here's his picture.
Good luck with that.
Anyway, the guy who owns Midwest Restoration is, the Incredible Hulk?
I mean, he's unbelievable.
Pretty much.
I swear he killed that alligator with like a stick.
It's him with an alligator, and he did. He killed the alligator. No, I think I'll pass on that. Hey, the new community shelter, which we've had a number of people on, some of the residents and some of the management there, and that's a shelter here in Green Bay. They've been around for 20 years on Mather Street, 301 Mather Street. And it's a place for residents, 100 people who are living there, as well as the outreach to the community every day through a community meal program. And it is the
It is the answer to managing homelessness in Brown County by far and away. And to do that, you obviously don't charge residents, is done by the community. It's a fundraising. We have a number of fundraisers, but the largest fundraiser we have there is the New Community Shelter Annual Bowl-a-thon. This is the 28th year, and this is the largest fundraiser we do. We get teams of people to come out, bowl at a Schwaben and Lanes. It is a great event with the community. The person who is leading that charge this year, and the last few years, I should say, Shannon, do you want to just tell us about where you're at with the program? I know it's coming up November 4th.
It is. So basically, we're filling up and we're looking for a couple more teams. This is an event you don't want to miss. Right. You figure 28 years, we got this kind of figured out. So we got amazing steak dinner, free beer and soda. We got amazing raffles and silent auction items. I mean, this is where you want to be.
Saturday, November 4th at Schwabenon Bowling Alley.
Right.
Correct.
So, and you can sponsor this. Your company can sponsor, but a team sponsorship, it's $500. So we've got a team. There's six of us on our team, I think. Johnny, I think.
It keeps
Ace
changing,
is coming.
So I can't keep
it
up.
Five or six people, but six is the max for a team, right?
Correct.
Okay. And it's just the atmosphere there, and I've been there before. I didn't have to pay because I was mayor, but now I'm paying, and I'm happy to do that. But it is just a great afternoon of bowling.
It's fun, and
a free steak dinner after. Mm-hmm. And did you say there's free beer or just beer?
Free beer and soda.
Wow, I don't remember that, but that's great.
Bet you don't.
I bet you don't. Right?
Are you gonna put the little gutters up for me?
Oh, we can definitely do that.
I'm the mayor. I didn't have to pray because I'm the mayor.
I'm glad, and I'm sure the mayor's gonna be joining us.
People don't need my money.
Wow.
But this is a great event, Shannon, and I think it's a fun event, and I think it's important, and people in Green Bay are great about, it's fun to write a check to donate people, but to write a check and have fun is like a double dividend.
With a ton of people. Our tagline is what happens at the bowl-a-thon stays at the bowl-a-thon. So, I mean, it just goes to show.
Yeah.
And people are always like, oh, bowling, I'm an awful bowler. Well, so is everybody else.
Right.
The bowling really doesn't matter. And, I mean, if you are serious about bowling, it's 9-pin tap. So
that's how unserious I am. What does that mean?
I don't know either.
It's basically when you get 9 pins, it's a strike.
Ah, okay.
Instead of 10.
Got it.
I like that.
Yeah. It is. It's nice.
Okay. I can do that. So tell us how you get involved in this. How you become a sponsor. You'll still take lead sponsors, donations. Where are you at with the program?
So, I mean, basically right now, if somebody wants to join, they contact me at the New Community Shelter. They can go online to our website, newcommunityshelter.org. They can call the New Community Shelter. I just really want to stress, like, people should really come out and do this. This is a blast.
Well, you know, not only that, and it's fun day and all these sorts of things. You're trying to raise a lot of money. Like, what's your goal? About
160,000.
I mean, think of that. Think how far. And I've been to your place, and it's spectacular.
It is.
$160,000 goes a long way for you guys, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it changes lives. Help it change lives.
It that goes a long way with us because we have obviously paid staff, counselors, drug counselors that need to be paid, and it's done through donations. We don't charge our residents, right? I mean, for God's sake, they're homeless,
right?
But we get them out of homeless, and we can do that. But this is our largest fundraiser. This is your largest fundraiser. This is the community's largest fundraiser for homelessness at New Community Shelter, and to have fun with it. I just want to say it's a very upbeat. It's a blast.
Oh, it's their music. We got Cosmic Bowling. It's truly a great time. I'm always just buzzing around watching everybody. And I have to say, everyone is absolutely having a great time.
How much is it for a team?
Well, to get a team, the lower sponsorship is $500.
Okay.
Now, if you are just like, hey, I want to grab a group of friends.
Right.
You can raise pledges. And $100 in pledges is going to get you the free bowling, the free steak.
Okay.
The free beer and
soda. I'm going to throw this out there for any companies out there or anybody that would want to donate. If they want to donate and give us the money here, basically, and Todd will handle the money because I don't trust you. But anyway, if we got the money here, we would find other people to bowl.
If you want to sponsor a team,
I guarantee you, if we throw it out there, some of our friends and everything, they'll be like, hey, yeah, we'd like to. But if somebody would like to sponsor a team, let us know. Or an individual, even for $100.
Right.
Let us know.
We would love that. And The other, I want to just say that I think Shannon's right. There's no intimidation here. The people are just there. There's no, like, you know, people aren't watching you bowl. People are just there to have fun. And we have you coming, Johnny. I talk about the celebrities we'll have there. You, Ace, the chef, who is a great chef. He's going to be bowling. And Dennis from the Glam Band. He's on our team as well. We're going to have a lot of fun there.
If I'm the top celebrity, you're lacking in celebrity.
Oh,
I'm
just being honest with you there. Don't shoot yourself short.
You know what I want to do? I want to dress like Jesus Hernandez.
Don't know him.
The Big Lebowski.
Don't know him either.
You never saw The Big Lebowski? Todd?
Shannon?
Yes.
Do you know? I hear you pulled a piece. That's laughable, man.
I know of the dude.
You do that to me, I stick it. I pull the trigger till it goes click. You don't mess with a Jesus. Don't you remember The Big Lebowski?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Hey, I got this text. Hey, Todd and John. Hey, Todd, John probably still has his bowling shoes from the Mino and Nick bowling night.
Did you?
That's a true story. I walked out with the bowling shoes on.
Shame on you.
Yeah. I'm at home, and I go to take my shoes off. It's like, huh.
These are better.
I bet I forgot to give these back.
Don't worry, Ash Babadon.
I might still have them.
He will return his shoes.
That is a true story. Whoever that was.
Shannon, you're in charge of making sure he returns his shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll put the little chip in there. So
but I think those got really popular with like high school kids or college kids that were wearing bowling shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even when I was in high school, we had a couple kids that were like, look at my bowling shoes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That did not hit the Jets. No, we didn't. No.
Jets. Did you guys do that? You guys do West Side Story?
We didn't perform West Side Story. Oh. Well, probably didn't, but we loved their name, the Roncalli Jets. I mean, that was my wife went to school and it was like the Robins. That just doesn't have that. You know what I mean?
Algoma? Like, not Algoma. No. Antigo.
You're close. Yeah. But like the Hawks, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Xavier.
Yeah.
What was the Nugani?
Miners.
That's all right. I mean, it's
okay.
And they have
a
guy dressed as an underground miner that would come running out before the basketball games.
Oh, that's cool.
A shovel with the whole thing. Yeah.
That's pretty cool mascot, right? The miners, and that's what you did. Where were you, Shannon? But anyway, we'll get back to it.
I was Denmark, so we were Vikings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, the Vikings are good. That's a good name, too.
When I went to Mesabi, we were the Norsemen. Same thing.
The Norsemen were Norsemen. They fought, right?
Yeah. They were basically the Vikings. Weren't they the same thing? Vikings and Norsemen?
We're going to get the teacher back.
Yeah, we do. She was great. Let's bring Amy on like once a week. She's like so much smarter than us.
We'll have so many questions. Amy, we talked about this last week.
We're putting a list together.
Anyway, Shannon, we're back to this major fundraiser for the new community shelter, which is a terrific shelter. And many of us have been there. You got the community meal program. You have 100 residents who live there and they get the very structured programming. And this is your largest fundraiser. We hope to raise $160,000. And again, it's a bowl-a-thon at Ashwaubenon Lanes at noon on November 4th, Saturday, right before the game on Sunday.
Right. So, and also another incentive is Green Bay Packaging is doing a match of $10,000 for
budget. Nice. Very nice. And we're going to keep throwing that out there, try to get some sponsors for some people, okay?
I would love that.
We're
going to
keep pushing. One last quick question for you. You got your good friend from Ishpeming?
Correct.
Okay. We want to do a thing for the shelter, a pasty dinner. But I can't find anybody that can make good pasty crust. Does she make homemade pasties?
I can ask her.
Please do that.
Johnny's right about that.
Because we're going to get volunteers. We'll cut the potatoes and the carrots and everything that goes into it. But we need a good crust maker.
I'll find out.
And if she's from Ishpeming, chances are she knows how to make a good pasty crust.
All right.
Outstanding. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, the magic man, Don Majkowski, will be joining us at 7:30. That's going to be a lot of fun. Mino the Mayor, rocking it through a Thursday. Back after this.
Thanks, Shannon.
A flooded basement, a backed-up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family-owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly.
Time out. What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 60 today under cloudy skies with scattered rain showers likely. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again. Tonight, lows level off around 47. Overcast, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 59. Temps a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 49.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, special thanks to Shannon Cohen being here for NEW Community Shelter Bowl-a-thon coming up on November 4th. We'll talk a lot more about that down the road. Right now, we're talking about Team Pella with some exciting plays. Products with limited lifetime warranties, incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass, stylish windows and hidden screens that make game days a breeze. This Pella play proves to be the game winner. Make monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace older damaged windows and doors or just wanting to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out for a limited time. Monthly payments as low as $19 per window and $75 per patio door. Check it out. PellaWI.com. $699 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Once again, Don Majkowski coming up in just a few minutes. Talk about the great days he had with the Green Bay Packers. But we've got some Today in History trivia. Correct, Todd?
You want to play that?
Yes, sir. Who are we playing for? Get a couple of listeners.
Want to get a couple of listeners?
Couple of listeners.
Go ahead, text us right now. Get the Civic Media app, download that, and then when you get it downloaded, choose the radio stations, either WGBW or WISS. You can text right in the lower right-hand corner. Let us know you want to play along this morning, and depending on who wins, Jim or John, you will win a prize.
Absolutely.
All right, Very nice here prize. We go.
We don't have any more T-shirts, right, Todd?
Those are coming, but they're about 3 weeks out yet.
Okay.
They're about 3 weeks out. So today in history trivia. So today is the 19th of October. It was on this date 1933, which sport was introduced for the 1936 Olympic Games by the Berlin Organization Committee? Ooh. 1933, a sport. I'll give you a hint in a bit.
Cycling. Berlin? Archery.
I'll say this. It's a more standard sport. It's not football.
Soccer.
No, sir.
Badminton.
Basketball. Basketball really? Was introduced on this date in 1933.
Okay.
Here's one for
Inventor,
Jim.
James Naismith.
Oh, that's good, Jim.
Jim, here's one for you. 1959, Patty Duke at the age of 12 made her Broadway
debut.
Miracle Worker.
Miracle Worker is correct. Nice job.
One for John.
Yeah.
1977 on this date, this supersonic jet made its first landing in New York.
Concorde.
The Concorde is correct. John's got it again.
I was actually drinking coffee. I would have got that.
Well, you know, you put the coffee down during trivia.
I know. I should. Darn. I could have easily got that.
1983 this morning, the U.S. Senate approved a bill establishing a national holiday in honor of which slain civil rights leader?
King.
I'll give that to you. Martin Luther King Jr. And finally, final question this morning. John is well ahead this morning.
No, he's not. This is all. This is like Johnny always says. This is for the win.
Okay, this is
he does it all the time. I'm always ahead by two or three, and then he's like, "Oh no, this is the last one. This is for the win."
It's like Final Jeopardy.
Well, it's like kind of, but there's a way you could lose Final Jeopardy.
Okay, I'm game. You know what? I'm okay.
Okay, all right. This is for the win.
Go ahead, Todd, for the win.
All right. 1998 on this date, which former heavyweight champion got his boxing license back?
Muhammad Ali.
Cassius Clay.
Incorrect. You are now blocked out
Mike
of answering.
Tyson.
Mike Tyson is correct. John Mino, the winner this morning. That's correct. Yes. Congratulations.
You're right. That would have made sense.
He would have been about 60.
How about Cassius? Oh, I did the same one.
You know what I was thinking of, you guys?
Was that Ray.
Sugar Ray Leonard?
Yeah.
Okay. He never lost his.
Yeah, I know. I just, those are boxers that I know. Like, I didn't even think of the whole issue with Tyson. I was thinking of boxers that I knew.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But that's who I was thinking of.
Yes.
But I wouldn't have won anyway. So
right. No, you would not have. No, you would not have. Hey, did you see my Facebook last night? Did you see it, Todd?
No, I don't follow
that. I didn't.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go ahead. I talked to John this morning when I got in.
There we go.
I don't want to offend people, but. First of all, I am not a follower. Like I just but people are sending me stuff, and I think the intention is for their mom. I don't care, and I just don't. Oh, I think Johnny hit a home run or something, and I just I've got to find a way to delete people without offending them because I still being the politician. I want to be nice to people, but I do not. When I look at Facebook, I do want to see what you have to
say. Jim Schmidt, former mayor of Green Bay, made this announcement today. He hates people that are happy. Does not want them to celebrate their family achievements
Facebook. I think they should with people who want to share the joy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a picture. You guys went apple picking on Sunday, correct?
I did not send that to you.
No, but okay. I did get it, right?
All right. Yeah, I
so I got this picture. Remember him saying about how half the, you know, three quarters of the picture on Facebook is the person?
And yes.
Look what I got. Look at this one.
It looks like one of those big head things they have at high school basketball games
my arms
now.
Are short.
Should I post that on our Facebook
page? Yes, please do. All right. Put it on our page. Put it on our page. Look at me. I'm picking apples.
That wasn't what it was.
My head looks bigger than the bucket.
Christy said, can you take a picture? I did.
Yeah.
Okay, but John, I want to talk about your Facebook and the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that follow you. What did you tell us?
Well, it's just that, you know how you always say, well, John can do that. He's handy. I'm not.
I think you are.
No, because here's the deal. Like I said in my thing, I love, you know, creating things that hold barnwood and making cool stuff. Okay, I love that, okay? I'm horrific at trying to follow directions on somebody telling me how to do something.
I believe that.
And I'm just putting like a nightstand together from like, I don't know if it was a key or one of those places where you have to put it together. And it got to the point, I got so ticked, okay? I took my drill off. I started just drilling screws into it and just doing whatever I have to do. I put a picture of it on my Facebook, half completed. It's still not done. But it's just, I just can't follow those directions. I would like a job. You know what I'd like a job?
Got to find you one, but what?
Here's what it'll be. Writing directions on how to put something together.
You wouldn't be good at that.
I would be fantastic at that because I'd be a lot more, it wouldn't just be some little sketch. It would actually show a picture of which cam you're supposed to use and which whatever.
Yeah,
it would give better, clearer picture. I think instructions are some of the worst things that you'll ever find.
You must have been like me. Here's something else we have in common. We don't have a lot in common. This is putting together the bikes.
Oh my God.
And the Christmas Eve.
Oh,
I would sit
horrific,
you guys and
horrific.
Sometimes there'd be a
baby buggies used to be my worst.
And there would be a pile of bolts left over. I just throw them over my shoulder.
I'm like, too.
I don't need this stuff.
Me too.
That was so stressful for me as a dad.
No question. Every dad I bet was there.
And then kids go to bed at 8? And then you got to be up till 2-3 in the morning just putting this stuff. Because I never did it ahead of time.
No.
Your hammer.
It was always the night before.
There's no question. But for some reason, buggies. I still have nightmare putting together buggies. All right, we come back. Don Majkowski will be joining us. Mino and the Mayor. Back after this. Every time
you
call my
name, I heat up. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News. I'm Liz Landers. Safe passage of life-saving humanitarian aid on the way into Gaza from Egypt as a test brokered by the U.S. That as President Biden is back at the White House from his visit to Israel and planning a nationwide address tonight.
President Biden made it very clear again when he stood next to Prime Minister Netanyahu. He said to Israelis, you know, in your rage, don't be consumed by your rage. That, you know, he felt that America had made mistakes after the 9/11 attacks, that the response needs to be carefully calibrated. expected and proportionate, and that civilian casualties should be avoided. But it's a terribly difficult line to walk, being a solid ally of Israel and trying to reach out to the Arab world.
ABC's Ian Pannell. Israeli airstrikes continue to pound the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south declared as safe zones, while a deadly attack on a hospital in Gaza is being widely blamed on a mistake by Palestinian militants. This is ABC News.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Let's see the winning plays. Here we've got incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM WGBW. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Depew, New York, the Cavalier from the University of Virginia, who led the Cavs to the ACC Championship, drafted by the Green Bay Packers to join the long line, the litany of signal callers who take the green and gold to glory. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the magic man, Don Majkowski.
Good morning, Mono. How you doing? That's good. Pretty good, bud.
How you doing, brother?
Don, that was John. Don, that was John Mino, not me.
Yeah.
He is great at that, isn't he?
That's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah, that's pretty good. Never get sick of that song either.
I know, right? Todd, you pulled that out just for him, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, Madge, how you doing,
Beautiful.
Buddy? You know, a couple of years ago, I talked to you, and boy, you were just battling all kinds of physical ailments and everything. You actually, just the sound of your voice sounds better right now.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good thing. Yeah. You know what? It's pretty much still the same story, though. I'm still struggling with some unfortunate, you know, post-playing year surgeries and injuries. And I've got a surgery. I just had a hip replacement with some torn tendons reattached to my hip in February. And then this next January, I got a torn rotator cuff in my right shoulder again. I got to have repaired. And then I got to get a total shoulder replacement in my left shoulder after that.
Unbelievable. So, wow.
Yeah. This will be like 26, 27 surgery. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough. You know, I mean, if I sound okay, that's great. But physically, man, I'm still hurting pretty good. You know, it's I'm going to be 60 in February, and it doesn't get any easier. That's for sure.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I was looking forward. You know, I think you do. You sound great. And yeah, I want to harken back to, but I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport. And
oh, yeah. You remember that match?
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, you were the guy in the airport. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure you've never met anyone.
How you been?
I just was telling Johnny yesterday when I heard you were coming on that, you know, sometimes these athletes who are very well known, and that was just at the height of your career, you were so nice to me. And I just introduced myself, and hey, Schmidt from Green Bay. And you, like, I don't know, maybe somebody you were supposed to meet didn't show up, but you were very kind to me. And I just, you know how you, that first impression, I loved watching you play, but I'm saying that you're one of the good guys. And I just, you know, now it's 25 years later, I'm thanking you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Jim. Yeah. You know, a lot of people say that to me, and, you know, I just think it's part of it is just, you know, from your upbringing, you know. I mean, I grew up, my dad was a Buffalo fireman. We came from a very blue-collar family. You know, we didn't have a lot of money, and, you know, we had to earn everything that we accomplished, you know, and just work hard. And, you know, the way I got to my NFL career, I mean, that was a long, a little unusual journey, you know, not getting any scholarships out of high school, going to a military academy, trying to earn a scholarship, you know, getting injured my senior year in college, being a 10th round draft pick. And then when you finally get to, through all that hard work and overcoming all that adversity, you know, you just become humbled, and you really appreciate, once you get there, you really appreciate, you know, the level that you reached. And so I've always tried to stay pretty grounded.
Hey, Maggio, I had Chris Jackie on a couple of weeks ago and had Tony Mandarich on a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things we talked about was what you guys had in the mid to late 80s is something that you'll never see in pro sports anymore. And what I mean by that is you guys could all get together at a nightclub and just have a good time, and nobody's taking pictures, and nobody's doing anything stupid except, you know, maybe Charles Martin. But it was such a great era of a team being a team collectively off the field as well as on. And you don't really see that in sports anymore, do you?
No, you don't. I mean, it's so much more difficult for players nowadays to go anywhere. You're right, because there's no privacy with the cell phones and so forth. And, you know, even as a former player now, I experience that sometimes, you know, and it's uncomfortable. But for sure, though, during our team in the 80s and early 90s, we were a very, very tight-knit team, and, you know, we used to go out every Thursday night. You know, our local hangout was Nicky's. We'd go to Nicky's, the guys would all, you know, we kid about it, like, because nowadays all these professional athletes have professional psychologists that they meet with once a week, and I was like, well, our professional psychologist meetings was every night at Nicky's over a few beers, Thursday night.
It was Tommy Nick.
Tommy. But that's the way it was. And we developed a really tight, you know, friendship amongst our teammates. And, you know, after every game, you know, I usually had, you know, a get-together, a little party at my house. Well, not little, but it was a big party after every game, especially if we won. I would host, you know, all the guys coming over, and they could bring their wives, their girlfriends, whoever, parents. And we were tight. You know, holidays, we always spent together. A lot of guys, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you name it. It was a fun time, and the guys, we're still great friends to this day.
Match, looking back in your Packer days, and again, 89, I think, was one of the most magical seasons. And I'll be honest with you, I enjoyed covering that team more than I enjoyed covering Super Bowl teams here. There was just something about that unit. That really was a magical season, wasn't it? And if you guys could have got into the playoffs, who knows what could have happened with the way you guys were clicking, with the way that offense was playing and the way Tim Harris was playing on defense.
Yeah, Tim Harris, Chuck Cecil, Brian Noble, those guys are great on defense, you know. You name it. We had it going on pretty good. You know, we won, five of our last six games. And, you know, the offense, we really understood finally after a year of having Coach Infante's offensive system under our belt in 88. Once we got to 89, we really understood what he was trying to accomplish, all the schematics. And we were a lot better. We were much improved. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was our 4 1-point victories and come from behind victories. And it was a pretty exciting year, you know. And if we would have made it to playoffs, you know, that's what they say. The teams that are hottest at the end of the season are the ones that are most dangerous. And, you know, we definitely qualified for that.
Do you, when you sit back and think about those days, especially 89 and some of those kind of seasons that were really successful for you, do you think you enjoyed it and appreciated it the way you should when you look back on it? Because that's lightning in a bottle for pro athletes. I don't care how highly ranked you are coming out of college, whatever. To have success at that top level is very difficult. And the Mahomes make it look a lot easier than it really is. When you look back, what do you think yourself as far as appreciating it and what you accomplished?
Well, I appreciated the heck out of it because I knew, like I said earlier, you know, the road to get to the NFL was a very difficult one. Overcoming a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries, just a lot long odds. And when I got there, I was very appreciative. I mean, I used to remember during every national anthem, just looking around at the crowd in Lambeau Field, and you know, almost bringing you to tears. You know, just saying, "This is incredible." You know, take a mental photo of this because you know this is incredible. Not many people get to experience this, and running out of the tunnel when they introduce you as a starting quarterback, that was special times that I'll never forget, you know. And but along with that, you know, you strive to become that top-tier professional athlete. You know, all the publicity and everything that comes with it, not being able to go anywhere with, you know, having any kind of privacy, you know, I handled it okay, you know. There's times I wish I would have handled it better, but even being a down grounded guy, being a nice guy, you know, there were times that it definitely got to you, you know. I mean, it mentally, it's just stressful with the, you know, the stress of the job, being a quarterback in the NFL and everything that came with that. The responsibility of being a quarterback was enough. And then, you know, the outside pressures, but it, you know, you can't complain about it. That's what you strive to be. You have to deal with it. But, you know, I can't imagine. And I met with him one time and I said, I met Michael Jordan, and I'm like, how do you deal with, you know, all the accolades and all the attention and the public and, you know, no privacy? And, you know, he gave me some words of advice that I can't really say, but it was interesting what he said.
We're talking, obviously, with Don Majkowski, who just a great, great quarterback. I just want to give you a lot of credit, and I hope you talk to the players. You enjoyed the moment, and I think so many times in life, people, there's just always, what's the next game? What's the next deal? What's the next book? What's the next movie? And, you know, they just to live in the moment, and it sounds like you really did that at Lambeau Field, and to take it all in at that time. I mean, those are things that you'll never get back, and I just give you a lot of credit, and I hope other people do that as well, because I think today with social media, it's always, well, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And to take that moment and say, look, I'm here right now at this moment, and I'm going to take it all in. That's awesome, Don.
Yeah, you have to take it in. And, you know, I would love an opportunity to talk to some of these younger players. And I do once in a while run into these young guys, the current players or the players who just, you know, finished playing. But, I mean, the opportunity they have with the upgrade of facilities and of course, the rules to play quarterback now, the rule changes are amazing. The salaries are amazing. And the facilities and they're just, I mean, I tell a funny story. I was like, you know, now as a professional Packer player, you can, you know, lunchtime, you got a choice of three different gourmet chefs making, you know, all these nutritional diets and whatever kind of diet you're on. You can order whatever you want. When we came to work back in the 80s and 90s, we had a list of Arby's roast beef sandwiches. Which one did you want? You had to check off which Arby's roast beef sandwich you wanted, and you had to pay for it and leave like 10 or 12 bucks. And they would go out and get it every day for us for lunch. So times have changed.
I remember that. I remember Brian Nearing walking in with his arms full of those little bags of sandwiches.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, so, and I mean, wow. You know, the players, they got their private parking lot now, underground now they have year. And, you know, we parked amongst the tailgaters in the parking lot. Yeah. You know, we had no, when I came out after games, if we won, there was no security. I walked out and there was 150 people waiting around my car, you know, and it was different, for sure.
It is incredible, and that is a recruiting tool, obviously, but boy, it's incredible the money that the Packers, you know, this little town has invested in, like you said, the training facilities, I've gotten my tours through the chef's area and, you know, the movie theater. Right. There's just a lot of, you didn't have your own movie theater, did you, Don?
No, we did not. You know, we didn't even have video games back then.
Hey, Don, if you could go back, if you could relive one moment of your time with the Packers, what would that one moment be?
Oh, my gosh. I think I would have, when I was in a 10th game in 1990, when Freddie Joe Young was chasing me from behind, I would have thrown the ball away a lot earlier than hanging on to it and getting slammed and tearing my rotator cuff on my passing shoulder, because that was the play that really, really hampered my career. You know, I mean, I had surgery in my right shoulder, and it just never came back to the all-pro form that I had prior to the injury.
You know,
everybody thinks the ankle injury, what Brett Favre took over, was the big thing. But now that shoulder injury was what really hindered my career, and it was difficult playing with that thing afterwards because I was in constant pain, and mentally it took away a lot of the fun from what I was having. And I wish I could change that.
I was at that game, Don. I remember, I could see it like it was yesterday, him chasing you down from behind and slamming you. And I remember interviewing you after the game, and you had a look in your eye that I hadn't seen before, like, oh, crap, this one's serious. I'll never forget that.
It was scary. Yeah, it was scary. I mean, I knew something was wrong. And, you know, I thought something serious happened. But, you know, I got diagnosed having a bruised shoulder.
Yeah.
And I rehabbed it for 4 weeks because we were trying to still make the playoffs. And I rehabbed it every day. I don't know how many hours a day. Worked really hard and tried to practice after 4 weeks. Threw one pass and fell to my knees, almost crying. And I'm like, there's no way. And I went and had a second opinion, and we got it taken care of. But it was a tough time. That was a tough time.
Well, we don't want to end it on that.
No.
We got to wrap. But I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
Don, are you going to stick around or do you got to?
Can you stick around?
We've got some texts coming in from your listeners.
Would you mind sticking around for one more 5-minute segment?
Can you imagine?
Absolutely.
One of the questions, Don, and I can't believe this came up. Please ask him if he was over the line against the Bears. So hold that thought.
Not even close.
That's a good one. All right.
Don Majkowski, our very special guest. We're holding him over for one more segment. Mind on the Mayor, back right after this.
It turns me upside down. Summer, summer, summer. It's like a merry-go-round. I see you under the midnight, all shackles and bows.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one. Introducing 24/7 LiveGuard Protection, only from Simply Safe. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values.
So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 60. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast. High of 59. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino on the Mariner, a very special throwback Thursday. The Magic Man, Don Majkowski, joining us. Don, you know we can't let you go without asking about that, because we've got texts about that. What was it like performing with Poison? So I'm throwing that out there from one of our texters, Don.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I mean, I was 25 years old. You know, music has always been a hobby. Played guitar since I was young. Been in a few bands, and you know, it's a cool outlet. And you know, for Brett Michaels and the band at that time, you know, their "Every Rose Has a Thorn" was a number one song in the country at that time, 1990. And you know, they invited me to come up and sing with them during the concert on a Thursday night. Before the Bears game. So, you know, I said, of course I did it, you know, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was a really good time.
You know what I remember about that when you walked on stage? Because, you know, in the NFL, in the locker room, you're an average size guy. You weren't small, but you weren't big, you know, you're whatever.
Right.
And you walk on stage and next to these musicians who think they're pretty well built. And it's like you look like a monster next to those guys.
Yeah. I think Brett Michaels was like 5'9", I don't know, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. He's like a small kicker, but yeah, I look pretty big. I had some boots on too, so it was even better. So yeah, remember, I had to cut off Poison T-shirt. Yeah, we had the whole thing going on.
That was awesome,
Brown County.
I remember that. Was fantastic.
Yeah, and we had a number of texts on that. But the other one I want to get back to before we went to break, a couple people asked, please ask him. So Don, we're asking if he was over the line against the Bears.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been asked that before.
Not even close. No, I wasn't. You know, we looked at that. I mean, we look at that thing so many times. And, you know, if you watch the replay of that when Dan Fouts was broadcasting the game, right. I mean, he circled my foot on the 14-yard line. I think the line of scrimmage was on a 15 or whatever. And, you know, I was clearly a yard behind the line of scrimmage, you know. I mean, I was close to the sideline, too. I mean, I had – you know, I was running towards the sideline scrambling. I was close to the sideline and the line of scrimmage. So, but it was a really good play. It was just, it was an improvised play. You know, we thought that we had a total different view of what, or thought what kind of defense they were going to run, and they fooled us. So I just, you know, I aborted the play immediately and just scrambled, and Sterling did an outstanding job of just finding an open lane, and it was a great play. You know, and that was the first year they had instant replay implemented in the NFL, and after they reviewed it for 4 minutes and they came down and reversed the call, that was probably one of the coolest moments in my Packer career.
Yeah, I got to tell you, one thing, somebody you just mentioned, that I think one of the most underrated players, not only in Packer history, well, maybe he's not underrated in Packer history, but in NFL history, is Sterling Sharp. People, unless you were from that era and watch him, have no idea how good that man was.
He was unbelievable. I mean, great hands. Always caught with his hands, didn't catch the ball against his body. But what made him special is how strong and fast he was getting off the line of scrimmage. If you tried to play him man-to-man and bump and run, he was so good at just swatting the DB, creating separation, made my job easier, and he just was impossible to cover man-to-man. And then the way he could run after the catch, he had it all. And an incredibly intelligent player, too, very smart. So, great player. You know, I really hope he gets into the Hall of Fame. He deserves it.
And John really speaks highly of him, and I as do you and many other people, and I agree with you. I sure hope he gets into the Hall of Fame. Hey, maybe Johnny wants to ask this because he knows a lot more about sports than I do, but we got a guy here right now, this Jordan Love, who a lot of people are pulling for. I mean, I'm telling you, as much as, you know, Rodgers was the man for all those years, people are really pulling for Jordan Love. They just like his demeanor, his talent. And, you know, you're not dissimilar in terms of kind of following somebody who wasn't too bad. What do you think of Jordan?
Yeah, no, I'm a big follower and a supporter of Jordan as well. So I love his ability. I like his demeanor as well. I mean, he can throw the ball. He's got some scrambling ability. You know, he's very intelligent. You know, he's going to get better. You know, fans are just going to have to be a little bit of patient. It's his first year starting. He's got a lot of young players around him, you know, and they're going to get better. You know, I'm excited to see all the young talent that the Packers have around him right now, especially offensively, you know, so they're going to get better, and I'm really cheering for him. I like his demeanor as well. Like to see him maybe get a little bit more as a general attitude. When I don't know, you know, he seems like almost too nice of a guy. I don't know him personally, but just observing from the outside, man, I'd like to see a little bit more fire, man. I mean, you know, maybe throw a swear word out here once in a while, man, in the huddle. I don't know. He probably does, but, you know, he's going to be fun to watch. And I'm really behind him, and I think he's got a great future for sure.
No, I agree with that, because I remember in your young days here, people liked that about you. You had emotion that you kind of carried it on your sleeve. I mean, you know, you could have the swagger and be cool and everything like that, but when the bleep is hitting the fan, you were as tough as anybody on that field. I mean, the Buffalo, New York came out of you during those games, didn't it?
Yeah, you have to have that, you know, and all great quarterbacks have that swagger, that moxie, you know. It's an extreme confidence. It's not arrogance. When you're arrogant, that's not good. But an extreme confidence is definitely, you know, necessary to play quarterback. And he's got a swagger, man, but he'll probably, as he gets better and better, you know, I think he'll probably develop a little bit more confidence, and we might see a little bit more of that swagger come out. But, yeah, he's got a big upside. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm totally behind him.
And is when you look at him, you think some people, I couldn't believe it, 2 games ago were kind of giving up on the guy. You think it's all there, right? I mean, I'd like to hear it from you. You're the expert. I'm just a fan.
No, for sure. I've seen him throw the ball incredibly well. And I've seen, you know, I think the first couple of games maybe or a few games during the season, the first home game, I think he might have just been a little tentative. And some of his throws, instead of just letting it rip, you know, or he's guiding it a little bit, and you might tend to throw the ball a little high or a little low, or just, you know, you can short hop, you know, a pass because you're just not letting it rip. You just need to relax, let it go. He's got the ability. I've seen him throw the ball plenty hard. He's got the velocity. He's got the accuracy. And like I said, it's just going to continue to develop. He's got all the tools, so he just needs to relax and just play like he knows he can play. And I'm looking forward to seeing him do that because he's got it.
This is awesome. Don Majkowski, our very special guest. Magic, can't thank you enough. It's so great to talk to you again, my friend.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. Mayor, pleasure talking to you as well. You guys did a great job today.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, by the way, we have one last thing here. One last text, okay?
Okay.
Glam band, yes or no?
What was that?
What's the rumor? I don't know. unless you were there, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Everybody says you played with the glam band.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm not sure. I might have. I'm not sure.
Magic. Hey, welcome back to Green Bay, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for being on.
Take care. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Give Kelly our very best, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Take care. See
you. All right.
The Magic Man, Don Majkowski, joining us.
That guy's awesome.
How much fun was that?
Yeah.
Great. Todd.
What a show.
That was fun.
This was fun.
Wow.
Mix up for
quiet. This was a lot of fun.
This was great.
So great to have Don Majkowski joining us. Fun guy.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of time on this Thursday. It's been a lot of fun. Back in tomorrow morning with lots of stuff going on tomorrow as well.
You bet.
All right.
All right, enjoy your day.
Hey everybody, thanks for being here. Mino and the Mayor. We'll see you tomorrow morning. See ya. Out of the red, out of the hedge.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop.
let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.